Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning from the West Coast. It's Chinu, and this is Artist Motivational Monday, where we come to you to jumpstart your week and hopefully give you some thoughts to consider as you are starting out on your creative journey. I greet you from sunny California. Oh my goodness, beautiful weekend, guys. It was really a beautiful weekend. The sun was out. I think it was probably in the 80s, most of the weekend. So it was just a really good time. And yes, it was Super Bowl weekend, so there was more than enough traffic. More than enough traffic. But all is well. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you did everything that you wanted to do. I had said that the people that came in for the Super Bowl, since the East Coast is pretty much snowing and everything, I know that they really enjoyed the weather that was out here on the West Coast, because it was a beautiful, beautiful weekend. So, yeah, there's a lot of people here. Traffic was heavy as usual, but it seemed to be more heavy. Okay, it's always heavy, but it seemed to be a little more heavy than normal. So today on Artist Motivational Monday, I want you to consider the thought coping with adjustments. And we're going to examine this because life has a way of continuing to cause you to expand and adjust. And these adjustments happen in order for you to explore, basically, where you are as far as the growth that you're supposed to be doing. One might say that every adjustment, you are to grow. However, sometimes the adjustments are so painful that once you complete the adjustment, you're exhausted. And you're exhausted to the point that you really cannot enjoy the fact that you made it through. And I speak from experience on that because of like what I'm doing right now, what I'm dealing with right now. And it's like, it's just so much pulling at me, at my spirit, and just a lot. And it's like, I'm exhausted, basically. I'm just exhausted. But I have a lot on my plate that I have to take care of. So how do you cope? How do you cope when you have a lot on your plate from the adjustment? And this could be adjustments in business. This could be adjustments in family. This could be adjustment with children. This could be adjustments in career. The list can go on and on and on. Okay. How do you cope? How do you cope? How do you stay centered? Well, the one way I have learned is that I have to realize that 99.9 of it is out of my control. Okay? It's out of my control. I do what I can do humanly, and I leave the rest to spirit to do. I seek guidance on a daily basis so that I can have clarity. Because without clarity, you will not know which way to go. So you must ask for clarity. I call upon the ancestors to assist me. And I stay grounded. I stay grounded in my faith. I stay grounded in my belief system. I stay grounded in the core of who I am as a person. The part that's out of my control, I don't try to do anything with, because it's out of my control. The Creator has to do that part. And so I'm not going to worry myself about it. I'm not going to get caught up into it. It's not part of the responsibility that I have. The part that I can do, that's the part that I do. Now, sometimes we feel that we cannot expand any further. And I know for pretty much the last couple of years, you feel like, well, I feel like that the beginning of the year is like all this is going on. This is like with February. And last year, it was the same thing around February. So you cope with the adjustments by staying centered and grounded. You meditate. You have a lot of quiet time so that you can get clarity. I write a lot in my journal, and that gives me a lot of clarity when I put it on paper where I can see my thoughts. That gives me a lot of stability, and it gives me a lot of clarity on what it is that I'm doing, what I'm supposed to be doing next. But the one thing that you cannot do is feel like that you have to do it all. You ask for assistance when you have to. You ask for help. You ask for help. Because if you don't ask for help, you will become overwhelmed with it. And you have to remember that whatever it is, whatever life experience it is, because that's what it is, it's a life experience, and you're coping with the adjustment of that life experience. So whatever the life experience is, it's not to destroy you. And that is the one thing that you have to remember. It did not happen to destroy you. If anything, you will come out a better person, a better human on this journey of life, because it will teach you certain elements. It will teach you compassion. It will teach you friendships. It will teach you honor. It will teach you just dealing with the way things operate, so you will gain knowledge. It will teach you patience as well. It will teach you patience because you're going to be dealing with a lot of people. So it will teach you patience, and you will be more grounded because of that. These adjustments that the universe is asking you to cope with, or to cope with the adjustments, are life experiences. They're you could almost say that they're life skills that you are learning. You're learning skills. You're learning how to do certain things, or how to expand in other areas and still keep your sanity. So as we are continuing to move forward, as society as a whole is resetting itself, and it's causing everyone to cope with the adjustments. Some are coping better than others. Some are not coping because the only thing they want is for things to be like they used to be. So they're not coping with the way things are. Okay. And you can see it by the impatience. I was sitting at a signal, and there was a person behind me, and he was like laying on his horn, you know, because he wanted me to turn. He wanted me to make a right-hand turn. And so he's laying on his horn. Well, you know, I'm not going to drive because you're impatient, especially when there was a car coming. Well, he couldn't see the car. The only thing he saw was that I wasn't turning when he felt like I should have been turning. And then when I did turn, he like zoomed past me and he said something stupid. I don't even know what he said. But it's like he did all that just to go to the next signal. You know, and you know, gas on the West Coast here is $5.26 a gallon. So you did all of that, burning up that expensive gas to go to the next signal and have to stop, because that's what happened. And you know, I got to the next signal and I made a left-hand turn at the next signal. But I'm, you know, the patience, his patience were totally gone. Like he could not see the car coming. And that's why I was sitting there, because there was a car coming. So I couldn't make the turn if there's a car coming. He didn't see that. The only thing he saw was that I wasn't driving the way he felt like I should be driving. So it's like coping with adjustments will give you the ability to understand where someone else is, or to understand where someone else is coming from. It will give you the patience that you need to exist in the world. We have a microwave mentality in the world. And if everything is not done in the 60 seconds of a microwave, people get very impatient. They get very, very impatient. They feel like it should have been done like yesterday. Okay. So as you are starting out on your creative journey, let's consider the thought that this week, how are we coping with the adjustments that life has given us that cause us to expand? How are we adjusting? How are we coping with the adjustments that life has given us that cause us to expand? And as you are going through your week, and just maybe you will reflect on that thought as you are going through your week. Maybe something will trigger something in you that will cause you to stop and reflect on that. You may have to go through an adjustment. So maybe you will get triggered in your mind and say, how am I coping with this adjustment? So have a great week. Have a terrific day. And we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.